You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Let's go back to the phone lines right now. We're joined by my guy, Joe DeLeon of the Ruffino and Joe Show. It is my favorite college football podcast. Let's talk about the games from last night. Joe, how's it going today, my man?
Oh, it's going great. Last night's game was a thriller. I couldn't be more excited to see what's going to happen with the Peach Bowl between Indiana and Oregon.
So let's talk about this, Joe, because I'm happy to kind of get your thoughts on this. We were just talking about the situation with Trinidad Chambliss. I understand people's – so Rob, my producer, you just talked to him. He thinks, hey, your time is up. I would agree when it comes to Chambliss, but I also think that the courts have just ruled in players' favor the entire time. Diego Pavia probably shouldn't have played this year in college football, but he was allowed another year. I think that Chambliss is going to come back to Ole Miss. I think he should come back to Ole Miss. Where are you at?
I think that with this upcoming draft class and – separate from all the legal ramifications that are going to come into play here, it sounds like Tom Mars, who is representing him, it seems like that they are going to take this to the Mississippi State courts to see how much push they can get and get that extra year. I think with this quarterback class, though, he should consider going out. And it's not a matter of impacting his draft stock. He's just at the all-time high to capitalize on going in the first round. It's not so much, I was hearing you talk about a risk of injury. I feel like it's not so much a risk of injury, but there being a really large group of guys that he could be competing with next year. Redden Sorsby and Josh Hoover are two players who entered into the portal and went to new destinations that are going to set themselves up for strong finishes to their careers. Not to mention the fact that we've got Arch Manning and Dylan Raiola and DJ Lagway could end up being a riser. I just think this next year's class is going to be a lot bigger and has a lot more talent than what we're about to look at for 2026. If Dante Moore goes back to school, there's two guys. There's one guy that's a surefire number one overall pick in Fernando Mendoza. Ty Simpson declared, and he's iffy on where he fits. I think that Chambliss proved on the biggest stage that he's got a Russell Wilson type of a play style to the way that he plays the game, that he could be highly impactful in the league. And he's incredibly experienced. He's played a ton of football. I would go into the league. It's an opportunity to ride the momentum in your favor. Who knows what happens next year? What if all this juice just ends up dying off and they go 8-4 next season? That might not completely kill his draft stock, but there's a world where things are much more disappointing. They're not as much in the public view, and he ends up getting picked in the third or fourth round.
Right now, we're talking to my guy Joe DeLeon of the Ruffino and Joe Show. It's my favorite college football podcast. Before we talk about the games as a whole, I'm curious to get your thoughts on this. To me, there was a pass interference at the end of the game. But I also don't want them to call pass interference on Hail Mary plays. Because if that was the case, then the game would never end. Everybody's jockeying for position. Everybody's pushing everybody. You could call pass interference on literally every Hail Mary play. So I'm sitting there and I'm watching. I got no money, no dog in the fight. The team that I bet on to win the national championship has already been eliminated in Georgia. I did feel very conflicted because I obviously want them to call the penalties that I see are on the field, and I want them to call the game consistently. But I also don't want them to call a penalty and give Ole Miss another chance at a Hail Mary at the end of the game. What did you make of the way the game ended?
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. It's kind of like a jump ball in basketball or like trying to get a rebound on a final possession. It's always insanely frustrating and mind-numbing that when there's something called in a circumstance like that, because it feels like it's impacting the outcome of the game. Let it play out on the field. I personally didn't think it was egregious enough to believe that that was something that absolutely had to be called in that specific setting, as you talked about, where there's just ramped up physicality. The other part with this, too, I thought the officiating the entire game was terrible. So I don't want to, like, really hear Ole Miss fans trying to rationalize that, like, that was what cost them the game when there was a play earlier where you were handed an opportunity to score because of a phantom pass interference call. So the officiating wasn't good overall. I think that when we get really granular with it and we try to nitpick the decision-making on specific instances, it takes away from the actual outcome where two teams fought and one ended up winning.
Thinking back to that game, Joe, it really highlights to me how simple football can be. Now, it's a little bit different in college football than it is in the NFL. Miami is tougher than every team that they have played so far. They run the football extremely effective, and they got the necessary plays from Carson Beck in their passing game when they did. It's not a beautiful formula all the time, but when you get those three things to work, you can beat a lot of teams like Miami is right now, and they're the hottest team in the country.
And it's why in September, after that first month, I bought into Miami, and then I felt really silly, of course, after they struggled in the middle of the year. And I wish I stuck to my guns in saying that they'll get back, but I do not have that degree of foresight. But this was what went into my preview on Ruffino and Joe. I just felt like really, 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 really confident in the fact that they were going to be able to win along the lines of scrimmage, and they were going to get a lot of push. There were so many drives running the football that not only was that O-line able to get 3 to 4 yards of drive before Fletcher was contacted, but there were a lot of instances where Fletcher and also Brown and even Beck were able to power through contact to pick up even more yards. I think a lot of people who watch that game and are willing to be honest with themselves recognize that Miami out-physicaled them and they played like a B-minus version of their game. And I think that goes to show how much stronger and more physical they are than their opponents through this stretch, that if they played 100% and they eliminated some of those shaky issues with penalties, poor time penalties that derailed drives, And if they at least caught one of those interceptions, one of the four bad throws from Chambliss, they win that game by at least 10 points. It's a very, very different story. That is what you just said here. Football is a very simple game sometimes, and I always, whenever I'm wrong for a stretch, I always come back to that, all right, I just need to pick the team that's got the edge on both sides of the ball, or at least one of them with a significant edge. Because even when Miami played poorly, they were able to revert back to that physicality, the line of scrimmage, and to find a way to win by surviving through that.
Right now, we're talking to Joe DeLeon of the Ruffino and Joe Show. Grab it wherever you get your podcast from. It's my favorite college football podcast. Joe, who do you have tonight? We have Indiana. We have Oregon. This is a rematch from a game earlier in the season. And at least for me, this is when I started taking Indiana very seriously. I thought Indiana made the playoff last year because their schedule was good. We ended up being wrong about that when it came to Indiana. And then this year, I was just kind of waiting for them to play one of those marquee teams. They went on the road, they beat Oregon, and that put them on my radar. And I think a lot of other people were like, hey, maybe I was kind of wrong about this program. They play again tonight. Who do you like?
I've been grappling with this for the entire week, and I've kind of noticed myself seesawing back and forth. I can't stay consistent, but I'm going with Oregon. And I think that it comes down to, I really love both these teams, by the way. I think that Indiana has every right to win this, and I don't think it's like a no-brainer pick. But I think that these teams are a lot closer than many are willing to recognize. It feels like a general foregone conclusion from the public, college football fans, that they just think, oh, Indiana's looked so dominant. They beat Ohio State. They finished the year so strong. The way that they looked against Alabama was just so explosive. We got to go with Indiana. I think that Oregon has played not their cleanest football, and I think they've got a better version of themselves in there somewhere. They had a messy day against Texas Tech, and they were still able to prevail because of a couple of key plays. I think ultimately what this comes down to, if they keep going, and it hurt them the last time that they played Indiana, problem for them offensively against Texas Tech. If they can get their run game going, that to me is what will help them win a close game. But it's going to be very narrow. I foresee that this game is going to come down to one final key play, and we could be amazed by either Dante Moore making that play or Fernando Mendoza.
That is our guy, Joe DeLeon of the Ruffino and Joe Show, joining us on the show today, getting you ready for an exciting college football game coming up later today. Joe, man, we'll do this as we get closer to the national championship, man. Appreciate your time today.
Yeah, of course. Great catching up. Talk to you later.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge. Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.